S-R-N. All right, I've landed. I'm here. We said our hellos. Can we please go to fucking Carl's Jr.?
I would love to. I'm on, I can't really eat that stuff right now. I'm on this cleanse.
You're on a what?
I'm on a cleanse.
What?
It's good for you. I didn't know. You're supposed to take 6 shits a day.
That's not true.
It
you're
is
supposed
true.
To shit twice a day.
No, that's not true. That's what they used to think. Now they know you're supposed to shit 6 times a day.
So you're not drinking, you're not smoking weed, you're not...
No. I'm drinking and smoking weed.
But
I'm on a cleanse. I'm not psychotic. Look, man, if you stopped eating gluten, you'd feel way fucking better all day. Whenever you feel shitty, that's because of gluten.
That's not true. Who the fuck told you not to eat gluten?
It's just true.
You don't even know what gluten is.
I know what fucking gluten is.
No, you have no idea what gluten
is. I do know what gluten is. Gluten's a vague term. It's something that's used to categorize things that are bad. You know? Calories. That's a gluten. Fat. That's a gluten.
Somebody just told you you probably shouldn't eat gluten. You're like, oh, I guess I shouldn't eat gluten.
Gluten means bad shit, man. And I'm not eating it.
Welcome to another episode of Dr. Drew's Two Cents. I'm your host, Drew Cogburn. Thank you very much. You're far, far too kind. As always, my co-host here, Chris Crespo.
You going on, dude?
What's up, dude? How's it going?
Hanging out, man. I'm feeling kind of peckish.
Feeling kind of peckish? Well, that's good because we're talking about food for like the next... like the next hour or so. So
you're
probably going to be hungry.
I don't think that is good.
And it's going to make you even more hungry because all we're going to be doing is talking about food.
Oh boy, here we go.
Food, and more food.
Do not listen to this show before lunch.
I mean, if you want to. I mean, I'm really not talking about... I mean, we might get into other food-related type stuff. I don't know. You know, I've been working with food almost my entire adult life. It's how I pay the bills. It's something I'm kind of knowledgeable of, so I figured I'd talk about it. I'm kind of running out of things that I'm knowledgeable of, Chris.
that's
the
not.
Problem.
Who says?
I say.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
It's all right. So you're knowledgeable about video games. That was the first one.
Yeah, I did that.
And then comic books.
Did that.
And then, what'd you do after that?
420, friendly.
Oh, right. And now food.
Yeah, yeah.
What's next? Sleeping? Sex. Sex and then sleeping.
Okay, and then what? And then I'm done. It's over.
And then no more Dr. Drew's Two Cents. Because, oh, what a shame. I thought we were going to do one on, like, history and then one on mathematics and one on... I thought it was going to be like going to school.
Like going to...
But cool school.
I don't know how cool... I mean, if by cool school you mean learning random bullshit that's in my brain, if you think that's cool, I mean, I'm not sure
how
educational it's going to be necessarily...
I guess we'll find out now. Let's pick your brain on food, dude. Hi-yo! Food, dude. I'm writing that down for no particular reason.
I hate you so much. So, yeah, food. You know, I'm a cook. That's what I do for a living. I've been cooking for a very long time. And something that has been a thorn in my side and also very... it's very appropriate for the time we live in, is all of these food, just the way people, I guess, maybe, I'm not sure if it's the way they order their food at the restaurant, or just the way they order food in general.
Are you talking about like pickiness or like,
a
trend?
Okay. Well, they're both. People are picky as hell when it comes to their food.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, there are also trends that occur, in the food industry.
Like food, like they will normally be called crazes. Like,
yes,
a food craze.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, like right now. Like right now we're in the middle of a food craze. It's this whole gluten-free craze thing that's
boy.
Going on here.
Oh, boy.
I mean, as you heard in the intro, you know, that is most people's view of gluten. It's a bad thing.
Knowing what it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's bad. Somebody told me it's bad, told me it does terrible things to me, so I'm going to stop eating it. And what they fail to realize is that they're taking out, you know, one of the main staple proteins that the human race has relied on since the dawn of us.
Right. Which is gluten.
Gluten. It's a plant protein that's found in wheat, rye, and barley.
Wheat. A lot of wheat. But is a wheat bad, eating a lot of wheat? I keep hearing that you got to cut out the wheat, cut out the breads and the grains.
Why do you have to cut out the wheat?
Because we have as people have evolved over the years to the point where, you know, it's taken a long time for us to evolve as a society up until like the last 120 years or so, Industrial Revolution, and yes. Now we're a much more sedentary society, but uh-huh. We're eating more food than ever, especially grains and stuff that when we were a more active society, it was cool to eat that stuff. But now that we're all a bunch of fat asses sitting around. Computer programmers
maybe
and whatnot.
That's why I don't have a gluten allergy. Maybe because I'm active.
Maybe.
And maybe because
but you're not that active. I've seen you. You sit lazy. Around. You sit around on a lot of couches.
I know, right?
You do a lot of laying around. That's more of a genetic metabolism thing.
Yeah. True that.
Metabolism.
And
that's right. Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
well, I was just
so gluten bad.
So somebody just told me that the wheat is apparently one of the top 8 food allergies, which surprises the hell out of me because according to my research, only about 0.5% of the entire human population is allergic to wheat.
Wow.
0.5. Now, if that is the case,
just a small
to true, these people are truly allergic and sensitive to gluten.
It could be different studies. You know, like one study is looking for one type of wheat, and then like you're looking at something else that's like more about like gluten based or what have you, or something like that. Who knows?
Or some, you know, like I've been told again, I'm being fed all this by. A friend of mine just kind of sitting here. He's just kind of feeding me nonsense.
Helping you out, right?
But apparently severity as well. It blows my mind that, you know, this out of nowhere in the last 20 years, an entire population can just be like, oh, I've been eating wheat and that's what's wrong with me.
Right.
All of a sudden. It's not that I'm fat and inactive and drink myself silly all day long. That has nothing to do with all these terrible things that are wrong with me. It's the wheat.
Yeah, but the funny thing is a lot of people that are really the fat and the lazy, they don't care about the gluten. It's the ones that are already the health nuts that are jumping on from food craze to food craze. They're the same people that were into the Atkins diet.
Oh, which is so terrible for you.
Which is now morphed into the paleo diet.
Which is even more terrible for
you. Aren't those pretty much the same thing?
Kind of.
Right?
Atkins basically...
Atkins is no carbs.
Yeah, Atkins just knocks out what used to be the food pyramid. You remember the food pyramid with the bread at the bottom and all that stuff?
Bread at the bottom.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Twinkies in the middle.
Yeah.
Oreos at top.
Exactly.
That's the way I learned
it. That doesn't exist anymore.
Worked out for me.
But... Yeah, it, pretty much the paleo diet just knocks out the bottom tier of the food pyramid. They're all just right. Like, no carbs. Carbs are bad.
Who needs a base?
Exactly. Who needs a foundation
right.
or anything?
Right.
I mean, it's really... It
worked out for Dr. Atkins, right?
No, actually, I'm pretty sure he died of a heart attack.
Hold on. Wait. 1 second. Worked out for Dr. Atkins.
I said I'm pretty sure that he died of a heart attack.
All right, there we go. Just had to. I didn't have it pulled up. Just
it's the way it is. I mean, all these people are saying, you know, terrible things, inflammatory diseases, blah 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 blah. No wheat, and it blows my mind. How you know, like I said, one of these staple proteins. I mean, it's ridiculous. So many actually before this whole gluten-free craze started. You would be surprised how many quote-unquote vegetarian options, you know, they're fake beef, they're fake this, they're fake that. You know what that is?
No.
100% straight gluten.
They just straight up gluten it? Glutenized?
Yeah, yeah. All it is formed wheat protein.
So a lot of people...
It is gluten.
So seriously, people who try not to eat the meat end up eating extra gluten.
Yes.
Man, that's pretty funny.
Yes. That is exactly what I'm saying. And now that everything's gluten-friendly, everybody's going crazy.
I wonder why. Why does that happen? Why do certain crazes catch on like that? Because people are pushing this shit left and right. Every time you turn on a commercial 3 a.m., there's someone else pushing some sort of some new idea.
I have a theory on this whole gluten-friendly bullshit.
All right.
With people, all right. So, gluten is found in wheat,
yes,
spelt, barley, mm-hmm, and rye.
Delicious.
All right.
Delicious things.
All right. Now, those are all, you know, grains. You know all those grains.
Grains.
Now, there's one specific industry, grain industry, that recently took a really hard hit from, you know, some backlash about some bad things. The high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, corn is obviously, it's a grain. It does not contain gluten, and it is the number one substitute for, like, you know, instead of people using flour, because flour is made from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of people using flour for gluten friendly, they use cornstarch or cornmeal to bake with.
Right.
It makes bread, mm-hmm, but not the bread that you're used to.
Not your gluteny bread.
No.
That's more like cornbread.
Gluten.
Corn based bread.
Exactly. It's cornbread. And corn based bread. So everything you bake with it does not taste like it should. But the corn industry just took a huge hit on this high fructose corn syrup thing.
Yep,
and
yep.
Now I'm pretty sure they're the money behind this whole gluten-friendly bullshit, because they have the most to gain. You know, let's push the wheat company under. Everyone's going to be buying cornstarch instead of corn flour. Everyone's going to be doing this, that, the other, blah, 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 corn.
Companies will be using corn instead of wheat in their products.
Yep.
So they can say it's gluten-free.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Though
they're underhanded, that corn industry. I remember they did a commercial once, a series of commercials where it was people like sitting around talking about food, and one of them was like, "Oh, that has high fructose corn syrup in it." Another person would be like, "Well, what's wrong with it? It's sugar is sugar. Your body doesn't know the difference." And the other person would sit there and be like, "Oh," and then the body would say, like, "Corn, America, America, it makes 70% of your body corn," or something like that.
Yeah, we are corn, right?
Because
now
you never have a commercial where the other guy tells you, "Actually, no, high fructose corn, it's processed. That your body knows the difference between processed and non-fructose."
And your body does.
You're lying.
Yeah.
But it's marketing, advertising. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Meh.
Corn. Yeah, so I don't trust the corn industry.
It's
if
corn.
They put that shit out,
I'm pretty sure
I was struck by them.
I'm pretty sure it's the corn industry.
So I buy that. I'll buy that for $1.
Yeah, thank you. Can I have $1, please? Yeah, come on.
You got change for
20?
Yeah,
I got change.
Change. I'll buy that for $1 right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. You got
19 bucks on you?
Yeah, here you go. There you go.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right, good job. All right, there we go. All right, good deal. I bought that for $1.
Awesome. Thank you. I really needed that $1.
I don't know how I'm going to do with this now, but I got it.
you have my theory now. You can do whatever you want with it. You can put it on the inner tubes. You can, berate people with it.
All right, now it's my theory.
Yes. Now
you came up with it, but now it's my theory.
It's the Chris Crespo theory. You bought it for $1.
All right, since it's my theory, I came up with it. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool. That's my little spiel on gluten. This whole gluten-free thing just makes me so freaking angry.
Right,
it is a fad. It is what it is. I guarantee you 20 years from now.
20 years?
5 years from now.
5 years.
People are going to be like, can I get my shredded wheat, please? Can I get that covered in powdered sugar and some milk?
Get that shredded wheat, yo.
Because I want my gluten and I want my dairy. And I want, that's another thing. I mean, I understand. Okay. People with allergens, you know, if your body does not, you know, if your throat closes up when you eat gluten, then I'm sorry. I apologize, and that sucks.
That's a very small. We already talked
that
about
that.
That is a very small,
very, very small percentage of these quote unquote gluten allergic people.
So why do we got to be changing our eating lifestyle for these people?
I never said you had to.
Who should just be dying out anyway? Modern medicine keeping all these people alive should
sure.
be dead.
I mean, I'm not sure if you had. I mean, I had pancakes this morning that was made with flour. I mean, I'm gonna bread some stuff later. And
yeah.
You know, I might even walk into the kitchen, grab a big old loaf of wheat bread,
mm-hmm.
and just be like, delicious.
You just shove it in your mouth.
Oh, it's so good.
Good old wheat bread
is delicious.
That sounds good to me.
Fantastic stuff.
Sounds good.
But I mean, there are other allergies out there. You know, dairy. people have dairy allergies. People right. are allergic to garlic. People are allergic to shellfish. People are allergic to this, that, the other.
The shellfish one and the peanuts one are like notoriously bad ones. Those are ones where
and coconuts too.
And coconuts, if it just touches your skin, your whole body
shuts down.
It inflames like a Thanksgiving Day parade blimp.
Yeah, and for those people, I'm sure life sucks. And then there's a whole other group of people who claim to be allergic when they just prefer not to have certain flavors. I get that. There are some certain flavors that I don't like myself. But, you know, I can deal every once in a while.
You mean like how I'm allergic to...
seafood. Yeah, like how you're allergic to seafood,
no,
Chris.
No, that's not a good example, because people are allergic to seafood.
Yeah,
like,
but you're not.
To a point where I mean, like, you're saying, like, say I'm saying that I'm allergic to, like, something ridiculous, like sweet caramel. Because yeah. I don't like, because it's too sweet. I don't like the taste of it. Oh, bullshit. No. It makes my mouth
that's awesome.
Something
so
weird.
You're allergic to sweet caramel. That means you're allergic to
the sugar.
To
straight up sugar?
You are allergic to straight up sugar.
No,
eat this, that, blah, blah, blah. There are all these things. And coming from the food industry and personally someone who cooks all this food, and I am responsible for these people's lives.
Right.
I could kill these people if I wanted to.
Ooh, that sounds a little psychopathic.
I could. If someone says they're allergic to coconut, I take one flake of coconut and just toss it in their food. Their throat closes up right there in the restaurant right in front of me. I have that power of life and death.
So you're saying cooking gives you a god complex?
Of sorts, yes. It can.
Write that down.
When it comes to that. But what gets me is these people who claim to be allergic to things and are not. One of the biggest ones that you get is the garlic allergy. You know, some people are allergic to garlic. It does terrible things to their insides, whatever. But what people don't realize is that the main allergen in that is also found in other ingredients, such as shallots and onions. Mm-hmm. So if you go to a restaurant and you claim to be allergic to garlic...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it's a conscientious restaurant and they were told that you are allergic to garlic, not only will you not get garlic in your food, but you will not find a scrap of onion or shallot in any of your meal.
No shallots,
and
no
then
onions.
You'll be like, hey, but I wanted beef stroganoff, just no garlic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, there's lots of onions beef stroganoff, and it does not taste the same without the onions.
Now you're just talking about beef and egg noodles.
Exactly. And you're going to be like, what is up with this? Well, you know, sorry, you claim to be allergic to garlic.
You claim.
Therefore, you know, you're allergic to this, this, and this, so we didn't put any of that in there to save your life.
Right, yeah.
Just tell people you don't like it.
Right.
Don't claim to be allergic, because there's all sorts of silly bullshit that people have to go through.
Are you saying that you think people are claiming they're allergic
yes.
because they don't want to admit that there's something that they don't like?
Correct.
Like, I would pretend that I'm allergic to seafood as opposed to saying I just don't like seafood.
Yes. Either. Like exactly. You don't... I know you don't like seafood. We're going to talk about that right now, Chris.
All
right. You don't like seafood.
No, I don't.
You don't dig it. Anything that comes out of the ocean, you're just like, nah.
No.
No way.
No. That's got to be the best fish I ever had. Best piece of fish I ever had. First off, I was extremely hungry because it was a week of heavy working. I was out of the country. I was fucking hungry, right? It's been a few days. The food came out. Wasn't even told what it was because I didn't speak the language. Just like popped out in front of me and put food. It was breaded, fried, looked like chicken. I got halfway through before I realized the fish that the texture was like, this isn't chicken meat.
No,
this is a fishy type thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I sat there. I thought about it for a second. I finished my bite, put just a little bit more ketchup on there, and then I chopped out that thing. And then I got a second piece because it was just white fish. It didn't taste very fishy. Yeah. It was deep fried. It was battered. It was just like fish and chips, man. Mm-hmm. I ate that shit. Mm-hmm. Now you're gonna you want me to eat some sea urchin next? Right? Jump from that to some roe?
No,
or
no,
something,
no.
Man.
I'm just talking.
I'll punch
maybe
you in the face.
Like,
what? You want me to eat a sea bug?
Maybe like a
disgusting
sauteed shrimp, or maybe
I've been eating some shrimp lately. Again,
a lobster tail.
Again, shrimp. Okay, lobster. I tried lobster. We remember that time we got together and we cooked up a lobster. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's dig into some lobster. And then I sat there and I ate a shit ton of it. And at the end of it, I was like, you know what? It didn't. Just wasn't for me. All I tasted was butter.
That's kind of the point.
All I tasted was goddamn butter. Yeah.
That's
and then I was like, let me eat some lobster by itself. And I was like, yeah, this really doesn't taste like much. And then it got cold. And I was like, this is horrible. What's wrong with this?
There is nothing worse than cold lobster, first of all. And lobster meat's kind of sweet if it, well, I mean, if it's a flavorful lobster, mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of farm-raised garbage lobster that you're getting in the restaurant that doesn't taste like anything but what either you put on top of it or what you dip it in.
Right. Which, then why am I paying so much goddamn money?
Because it's lobster.
That's bullshit. It's a goddamn...
It's a
goddamn sea cockroach that, last I heard... the French, didn't they throw it to their prisoners? Because they're like, we're not going to eat these things. And they threw it to the people in the Bastille. And they were forced, quote, forced to have to eat delicious lobster tails.
It was the same thing. Crack into the claws and get that claw meat. You know, before like the 1930s, 1940s, it was poor food because there were sea bugs. So a lot of people,
they're sea bugs.
A lot of people, you know, in the South that lived poor used to eat lobster all day, every day. And that's why they have gout and everything like that, because it's very high in cholesterol and terrible for you.
Crawfish?
Yeah. Right? Oh, I love crawfish. Oh, you got to suck the heads, bro.
That's why I keep hearing you got to suck the juices out of the heads.
Suck the heads. It's all the insides. It's basically their guts.
There's nothing that I want to suck out of nothing. No.
Yeah.
It's
delicious.
Give me
tastes like the ocean.
Give me some rib meat or something. I don't want to be sucking the head juices. The ocean. No, yeah, the ocean. The ocean tastes like a briny, plastic-infested mess now. Have you been in the ocean lately?
I have.
The ocean probably tasted great 200 years ago. Now the ocean tastes like the Maersk, Alabama. it's oil and sweat and Somalian death is what the ocean tastes like now.
Nice.
So, no thank you, man. Sea bugs. No. Plus... Fukushima disaster.
Yeah.
Japanese
cloud. Oh, do not. Oh, man.
It's gone. It's over. That they're tracking the cloud, all the pollution coming across the ocean, and they're starting now, the levels of radiation are starting to climb on the west coast of America.
Yep.
And, you know, all the fish that are swimming out there, they're catching that shit, they're swimming through that shit. And now people are going to be like, oh, yeah, let me eat this. First off, fish is already high in mercury, a lot of it, right?
Correct. Well, and especially more recently.
Right. And then people eat too much.
Oh, man, you want to talk
mercury
about
poisoning?
Dude, you want to talk about business. Sushi? Dude, bluefin tuna is probably one of the highest levels of mercury of any fish.
Because of the size of the fish, right? And because of what it eats. It eats things that are like close to the size of us.
Yes.
Which is not good for us.
So
for some reason I saw a documentary about it.
Yeah. But no, it's really high in mercury, and if you eat a lot of, and especially raw sushi.
A lot of people, that's all they eat.
You have elevated mercury levels, mm-hmm. and that's not good for you because mercury is poison.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, I look around, the flavor of fish, just setting that aside, the whole thing with fish being mislabeled. You know, you go to a restaurant or a store and you're buying fish on a label, you don't know exactly what you're getting sometimes.
A lot of the time it is mislabeled. I mean, unless you're a fishmonger.
You gotta know. You gotta know your fish to know what you're buying sometimes. Yeah. And even then, if they fillet it and just throw some meat out there, you can't tell the between groupers and catfishes and stuff like that, because you're just getting some fish meat.
Whitefish is whitefish for all intents
white
and purposes.
Whitefish is whitefish.
Unless you can see its face once you cut it down, unless you see the actual shape of the fillet.
Yeah, unless you're catching
yourself.
As opposed
to just like a square
of
fish meat.
Which is what it is,
You'll have no idea what the hell it is.
In Japan, you buy some random fish meat and the
dolphin.
Getting some dolphin over there. They've proven that. So with that, the horrible conditions of the waters these days.
That blows
the fact
my mind
that these are a lot of sea bugs and stuff. I want nothing. I'll get down on some like deep fried battered shrimp. Or some fish and chips where it's like just some plain old white fish. Keep that codfish though, like it's a straight up codfish stew or something, man. Like that's some fishy stuff. My mom used to make codfish growing up, but now she used to make the dried codfish, the bacalao. So it just made the whole house smell like
dude,
cod.
That shit is dried and salted.
So that, which means it's just like
concentrated.
Yes.
It's concentrated.
No,
death.
No, thank you, man.
I wouldn't force you to eat that. Not even, no, never. Because I wouldn't eat it.
And then you're talking about picky eaters. My dad's a very, very picky eater to the point of hysterics. He's so funny how picky he is. But he loves him some goddamn codfish. He loves bacalao.
Blows my mind.
He loves that shit. But
what kind of a picky eater are you talking about here?
Oh, man, this is so funny. My dad doesn't like black beans.
What?
Because they're black.
Racist.
He's racist. He's against black
racist.
Beans. He's being racist. And it's definitely a color thing because for some reason, I can't remember the exact setup. I've heard the story a few times though growing up. BC, before Chris, mom and dad, they had some sort of bet or something was going on where dad said something about blue rice. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
So mom decides, she goes out and buys blue food dye, And makes a pot of blue rice and serves him up some blue rice, and he wouldn't touch it. He's like, no, I mean, it just tastes like rice. It's just food.
It's rice.
Would not fucking touch the blue rice. And she made some sort of point or won some argument. I have no idea. Yeah. Making blue rice. I just remember he was like, no. So it's totally a color thing in terms of that.
That's totally food racist.
He's food racist against food colors. Blue rice, no. Black beans, no.
So what about other black things? Like, what about like black chicken?
Blackened?
No. Like actual blackened
chicken.
They have
black chicken.
There's a breed of chicken in, I don't remember if it's China or Japan, but the meat is black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've never even. Would he get down on some black chicken? Maybe.
There's all sorts of weird black vegetables out there.
Meat wise, maybe. When he came down here recently, the family came down to good old swamp country down here to visit. He got us some gator nuggets at a restaurant.
And what do you think?
And the place had pretty decent nuggets. They weren't the best I had, but they were okay enough.
I mean, it's
what did he think?
It's reptile, so it's gonna be chewy.
Yeah, you wanna know what he thought? Yeah. He thought, I ain't eating that.
Are you serious? Your dad wouldn't eat the giant freaking gator.
They look like nuggets.
I don't understand.
They just look like little chicken nuggets, but he won't. Meanwhile, it's me, my uncle, and my brother. We're getting down. My dad, my mom. And my aunt, they're like, nah, what are you eating? Gator,
dude,
you guys,
it's
you guys
food,
crazy?
Bro. The way I see it, you better get used to eating weird shit, because when it all goes down, you're going to be fucking hungry.
Well, when you're that hungry, you just eat whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you. I'm hanging out with Big Mike.
Totally.
I'm like, bro,
dude, Big Mike,
teach me to do whatever you want. I'll show you, bro.
I'll hang out with Big Mike, but we're going to have to go get my buddy Big J first.
Big J and Big Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of big guys.
No, they're the same guy. Except Big Mike does his radio stuff with Curtis Earth and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And Big J works in a kitchen. That's the only difference between the two guys.
Oh, another kitchen guy. We can sell a kitchen guy. Yeah. Big Mike knows his way around a kitchen. Anyway, food. Gator.
Food. Gator's delicious.
Meanwhile, my brother, who's also in the food industry like yourself,
yes.
And he is a much more adventurous eater
than
my brother.
You have to be an adventurous eater working in a kitchen.
You have to be. That's when...
Because people are going to bring stuff up to you, and they're going to be like, do you know what this tastes like? You have to taste this.
Right.
You need to know if it tastes correct.
Right.
And you need to know, you know, if it's too salty, whatever. Part of being a cook is tasting your food.
Right. Well, so. And my brother's all about that. He'll get down on whatever, right? For the most part, because he does have a couple of things that he does not truck with.
Now, is it because he hasn't tried it, or he's tried it and he's absolutely hated it?
He hates these things, and he's for sure tried them.
Okay.
For some reason, ever since he was younger, he's always hated peanut butter. Loathes
so strange
peanut
so,
butter.
So does
what, doesn't like the smell.
So can he not do like Reese's cups and stuff like that?
I forgot to ask him. Like, can he do things with like some peanut butter?
Well,
it's got to be like maybe just a little bit.
Well, no,
like,
a
maybe.
Sweet peanut butter, because you can make. I mean, like peanut butter fillings and cookies and pastries and stuff like that. There's a lot of peanut butter going on.
Yeah,
there.
Like does he like peanuts? Where he take a mouthful of peanuts, you know? Because when you crunch up a mouthful of peanuts, at the end you're like, I'm eating peanut butter.
Pretty much.
I don't think he doesn't really get down with the flavor of peanuts for some reason. And I found out very recently he does not like avocado, and that is a textured thing.
Well, that's kind of your deal with seafood, too. It's the whole texture thing.
With the shrimp, for sure. Even though shrimp is the one thing that I might get down on depending on how it's cooked and how big it is. Like, I won't get down on big shrimp. You know,
you don't like the prawns?
No, man. Those things, no. They look more and more buggy, you know, the bigger they get. Like when I eat it, even if it's deep fried or whatever, and I really don't taste any fishiness or shrimpiness, I'm still getting that slight rubbery, that little bounciness meat.
So you really don't do shellfish then? Because that's like...
No, man.
That's the taste of the ocean right there.
No, man.
Mussels, clams, any of that stuff.
Oysters?
Yeah, oysters, bivalves of any sort.
Gross.
Any sort of disgusting little filter feeder that looks like snot.
Disgusting. They're all gross, disgusting things that people decide to start eating. Yeah, and you know what? Well, people can eat them all you want, but don't judge me for not liking that disgusting bullshit. You know, in other countries, they're eating grubs, and you know, they're eating crazy stuff from like Southeast Asia. I'm not going to judge them for that. I ain't getting down with it.
My whole thing is, don't knock it if you haven't tried it. If you haven't tried it, then keep your goddamn mouth shut.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Because you don't. In some instances, you have no idea what you're missing.
And with fish, there's plenty of times where I've been like, you know, like over the years, because your taste buds change every 7 years, right? You know, there have been times where things I didn't like, I've liked. You know, I flipped on plenty of stuff. So there have been times over years I'm like, all right, let's try this, let's try that. When it comes to fish, I'm like, maybe this is it. And then, like, once the smell hits me, you know, the taste is like, oh, like salmon. Salmon, I can't do. It's too much, man.
Oh,
like,
I love salmon.
I can't do dude. Salmon.
A good salmon.
Salmon.
Dude, nice cedar plank salmon with some balsamic glaze on top of it. Yeah,
I wish I could get down there.
Off the
chain. It sounds delicious. Red snapper. Delicious red snapper.
Oh, red snapper.
I can't. But you know what? When it comes to picking this for food wise, though, I think that's pretty much it, though.
Crabs?
For me.
You don't know
just
crabs?
Just stuff that comes out of the water.
Really? Sea bugs? That's it? You're not down with the sea bugs?
No.
I'm not. Or even the river bugs?
Also, I fear the ocean intensely.
Indeed.
So.
I mean, it is a vast expanse of nothingness.
Not nothingness. There is. It's a vast. Wasteland of murder of what it is. It's just fish murder going on left and right, and they're killing each other. Yep. There's horrible creatures on there of huge size that we can't even imagine because we can't get down far enough because of the pressures and everything.
But
fears is being straight in the middle of the ocean and then a whale just like eats me.
Well, luckily, like the really big scary ones that live at the high pressures,
they would explode.
Exactly. They'd explode by the time they got to us, so we don't have to worry about those guys.
But still, sharing space with them.
It is. No, it frightens me.
And then eating from the same chain as them? No.
Eating from the same chain? No. I see that is something that you mistake.
Fishicles.
You see, Chris, people keep saying the food chain this, the food chain that.
Yeah, the food chain. We're at the top of it.
No,
and lions.
No, we are no longer at the top of the food chain, Chris. We have broken completely out of the food chain. We are no longer in the food chain.
That's what happens when you get to the top of it. It's like Wonka.
There's one thing.
You break out of the top.
There's one thing being at the top. There's something else completely different breaking out. We're not in the food chain. There is nothing that's going to eat us. There's nothing that wants to eat us. We are now responsible for the food chain. By breaking out of it, we've made ourselves responsible for it, and we are breaking that motherfucker down.
We are the caretakers of the food chain?
We have to be. That's what happens when you break out of the food chain.
Okay. So what does that entail?
Well, I mean, it entails probably doing better things than we're doing with our food. I mean, good Lord, Chris. Since we've industrialized food, I mean, just look at the illness rate. Just look at it.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, let's see it. Pull it up. Here we go. Illness rate. And here we go. Illness rate. Okay, I'm looking at the illness rate.
I mean, cancer. I mean, all this cancer and the gluten this and the people hating that.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
You know, all this other. I have a feeling it has to do with the fact that we industrialized food. And that, you know, for all intents and purposes, I mean, you've seen The King of Corn, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about movies, but I'm talking about a movie. I mean, we are corn.
We are.
I mean, we eat animals.
We've eaten so much corn.
But all those animals eat is corn. Yeah. So, therefore, if you are what you eat, then...
Our carbon makeup or whatever, you break it down.
Yeah, we are corn.
It's kind of scary.
It is.
How corn-based we are.
It's very scary. Oh, man. It just blows my mind. And then there's this whole bullshit with vegetarians...
Ooh, vegetarians, huh?
And the vegans.
Mention vegetarians and vegans. And how many vegetarians does it take to eat a cow?
I don't know.
One, if nobody's looking.
Oh, because they totally will. They will mow down on that shit. I don't understand why people don't eat. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Humanitarian reasons, man.
What does it have to do with humans?
We shouldn't. We eat them. Gotta be humane to the animals, man. They're inhumanely slaughtered.
Okay, so what if I humanely slaughter them?
Well, then that's cool, bro. But then why are you eating the animals? You don't gotta eat animals. Now we got like
because I'm hungry.
Now we got like soy based stuff and tofu. We can eat tofu. We don't gotta be killing animals. We can eat tofu.
Tofu's
we
disgusting.
Live in,
I want
live in
pork.
Peace with animals.
I want bacon. Mm. I want ham hocks. Mm. I want slow roasted pork. Mm. I want fire roasted suckling pig. I want that baby pig taken away straight from its mother.
That sounds good.
Thrown on a spigot and rotated over an open fire until the skin is crispy and delicious.
That sounds good. That sounds good. But we should stop doing that. Because...
But what if I take a baby cow and throw it in a dark room and shake it every once in a while until the adrenaline
that's
pumps?
That's inhumane!
And then
it... That's inhumane!
But it makes veal.
I know, it's so good.
It feels delicious.
But it's inhumane. We
should so what if I take
a duck... We should be taking broccoli and throwing broccoli in a dark room and shake that in a cage. And
what if I take a goose and I nail its feet to a board and force feed it for...
Inhumane!
...months until its liver fattens.
It's wrong.
And then I harvest said liver it...
Why would you do that?
Because I love foie gras.
Foie gras.
Foie gras, a.k.a. fattened goose liver.
Don't you mean foie gras?
Yes, the foie gras. So good. Oh my god.
Because that's wrong to be doing that to animals just so you can eat their liver. What do you do with the rest of the animal?
I cook it and I eat it.
I thought you were going to say throw it in a pile and then set it on fire.
But it's going to be thrown on a pile of roasted vegetables and other things in a pot, and then I'm going to set it all on fire. and then we're going to eat it.
Eat that stew. Why does vegan cheese taste bad?
Because there's no dairy in it, and it's not cheese. You can't call it cheese if there's no dairy. You can't call it... There's no such thing as vegan cheese. It's fucking soy spread bullshit. It is not cheese. You can't call it cheese. It's not dairy. On with your joke.
Because it hasn't been tested on mice. I guess your answer's funnier.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all these... I mean... Right now, I do work for a company who specializes in all this nonsense. All the gluten-friendly and the non-dairy and the
full disclosure.
Blah, 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 blah. So, actually, all of these people that I am hating on are actually paying my bills right now. Mm-hmm. So, fuck you very much. Mm-hmm. But you make my life goddamn miserable. It's oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
Would you rather work at a Subway?
Maybe. It'd be easier. It would be less... strain on my mind. I mean, I thought, you know, seriously, I thought working just in the restaurant and dealing with, you know, just the you know, just the normal people with their preferences, you know, like, oh, I don't want pepper. Okay, I get you. You don't like things spicy. You know, I don't want this. You know, no salt, please. What you're watching your salt intake, I get you. You know, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
No,
this is completely different level of bullshit,
no,
bro.
No gluten-y garlic, please. I'm allergic to gluten-y garlic.
Only gluten-y garlic.
I'll take that non-gluten-y garlic you have, though.
Oh, man, we got plenty of non-gluten garlic, but there's no gluten in garlic. Let's gluten just bleed.
How many vegans does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. Vegans can't change anything.
Oh, that is the truth. Vegans can't change it. Oh, so what? So vegetarians still do dairy, and sometimes they do eggs and things of that nature because they like eating bread.
Yeah, yeah. If you cut out the eggs, you're cutting out a lot.
Yeah. So, the vegan stuff.
You got the pescatarians.
That's the fish only, right?
Fish only.
Yeah. You'd be a terrible pescatarian, Chris.
I fail at it every day. I'm like, every day I'm getting a burger. I'm like, oh, I'm this pescatarian business.
Supposed to be eating fish.
Can I get that fish fillet sandwich? Double quarter pound cheese, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do the fish thing tomorrow.
And there's something else where like people don't eat anything with a face on it, and I think that's the stupidest thing ever. I mean,
is that just a rule? It's a rule. It's like a rule of thumb.
We are human. Take a look at your teeth, people. What kind of teeth you got? You got incisors, you got canines, you got molars.
You got chisels.
It's because we are omnivores. We are meant to eat meat,
omnivores,
and vegetables.
Yes, we need them
we
both.
We are predators by nature.
Don't forget
we
your veggies.
We kill things and eat them. All this vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, it is literally against human nature.
It's against God.
Well, I mean, if you think God created humans, then yes, it is.
God gave us every animal, and he
so that
and
they
he
could
wanted
breed
us to sacrifice
and we could,
the lambs.
And we could slaughter their young and eat them.
God was like, sacrifice a lamb unto my altar.
Yeah.
And have yourself a feast of many, many camels.
Exactly.
Vegetarian, that's an old Indian word meaning lousy hunter.
Exactly.
Andy Rooney.
It is the truth. Yeah. Vegetarian is just old school for lousy hunter. Yeah, I mean, oh man, just eat some meat. I mean, a lot of people say health reasons this, health reasons that, blah, 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 blah.
And health reasons, humanitarian reasons. Those are the two reasons why.
Yeah, okay. You know, some health reasons I can go for. You know, like, especially allergens. You know, if you are, like I said, if your throat's going to close up because you can't eat something, I feel for you.
Yeah, that sucks.
All you other idiots out there, just shut up and eat the food.
Shut your fucking face and eat the goddamn food, you piece of shit.
Seriously. Because it's fucking delicious.
So angry about people eating their food.
Dude, it's my work. It's my livelihood.
It's what you do. I know.
It.
I get it.
So when people,
all right, well, last joke. Here we go. Last joke. What do you call a vegan guy who likes to pleasure himself?
I don't know.
A non-dairy creamer.
Boom.
Sounds kind of gross.
Yeah, it is definitely gross. Oh, man. And I don't even know what half the shit that non-dairy stuff is.
I heard one of the things they use is...
There's this dairy...
It's the same thing that helps make paint white, like to make sure that they keep the...
Sweet.
The half and half or the creamer white is the same thing that makes paint white.
Awesome. I know like a lot of the dairy-free cheese is actually... It's just shredded soy.
Oh, there you go.
But a lot of people have soy allergies too.
And if you as
huge
a man,
soy allergies.
As a dude, if you're taking too much soy, that ups your estrogen level.
Yes, it is the truth.
And then you start growing my boobs. My boobs.
Is that why all the Asians boobs. Are so fey? Is that why some Asian guys could put on a dress and just look like a girl?
Oh, that's kind of generalizing.
Well, they eat a lot of soy over there. Whether it's tofu, whether it's, you know, they have soy noodles. They eat a lot of, you know, just soy beans.
Just soy. Soy? Yeah, soy.
Soy sauce. They use a respect. Lot of soy. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. You can,
I mean,
you can
I also have...
At Antihero 419.
Yeah, totally. Man, I'm just got... Man, that just... enters into my I have this theory.
Oh, that's
I have these theories. You don't want to subscribe to this theory.
Yeah,
trust.
But
I have.
Theory.
So I mean, you know, people.
You should use this for another episode.
Oh man, no, that would be a bad episode.
This is the wrong episode. Too,
people would be. Oh no. All right, you know, I'll just leave.
Let's just stick to food.
I'll just leave.
Okay.
But that goes with it too.
No,
that
it doesn't.
Makes. I mean,
no,
man, I wonder if over the generations.
Soy.
Actually, this has to do with food. Totally. Okay. So, back in, you know, millions of years ago, blah, blah, blah.
Hemp seed
is actually it's very nutritious.
Right.
It's very good for you. It was part of the, you know, it's one of the many grains that humans cultivated back in the day, and they used to eat it. It has trace amounts of THC.
Hmm.
I'm talking trace. I'm talking
minuscule.
Like, yeah, like you would have to.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, no, you can't eat enough to get high.
Right.
But I had a silly, stupid theory that so people eating hemp as a staple food in their diet, that was mainly over in what we call the East or over in Asia because the way that it grows, it's very prevalent over there.
Okay.
Right. I had a theory. A very half-baked theory that over the generations of, you know, humans, you know, leaving Africa, you know, these whatever, blah, 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 and on their way, Asia and over, the ones that stayed, blah, 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 using this hemp as a staple diet. I had an idea that maybe through all of that, that's why they became short and their eyes got lower because THC stunts growth and, I mean, they call them Chinese eyes for a reason. So I had a theory that is one of the reasons why Asians are the way they are.
Because it increased
just slight amounts over the generations, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it has the same thing to do.
You should have done a whole episode on what's that called? That's anthropology.
Anthropology. Ooh.
Should have done an anthro episode.
I could have. But then now I can put the soy in with it too because a lot of Asian men and women kind of look the same.
Soy racist.
It is soy racist, isn't it? I am being very sort of racist. It's all right. Your dad's black bean racist.
He is black bean racist. He's racist against black beans.
I'm racist against soybeans.
Hey, if black beans
we're
ever,
all bean racist.
If black beans ever organize to get their rights against my dad, then, then he has something to talk about or to speak for. But until then, he can hate black beans.
Oh, man.
My mom would just make a separate pot of red beans for him. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, man. And another thing about all these food, blah, blah, gluten-free, yada, yada. Why is everybody so uppity about all of it? Like, why do people have to be all in your face? Like, I'm gluten-free, why aren't you gluten-free?
Because they want to change your life.
I'm on the Atkins diet, why aren't you an Atkins diet? I'm a vegetarian, you should stop eating meat.
Because they want to justify their own lifestyle change because they want to be miserable. It's just like people who have kids and they're like, it's the most magical thing in the world, you should have kids. Just, you know, and it's...
just be miserable like me, please.
Right. It's weird.
Oh, man. I think that's what maybe it is. Maybe misery loves company. So, well, if that's the case, if they're so miserable, why are they doing it?
I don't know. Because why they want you to be miserable, too.
Why not just eat your quarter pounders drenched in fat and all your GMOs they and all the stuff that gives you the cancer and the industrialized food? Because it's delicious.
They want you to join the club.
It tastes good.
Is what it is.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I haven't eaten, you know, a McDonald's hamburger in probably about a year. But, you know, all I'm saying is that if it came down to it, I would still go to town on a Big Mac if I had to.
Good old Big Mac.
You know?
You know, now that you can customize your Big Mac?
Excuse me?
Now you can, McDonald's are adding customizable stuff to their menus.
Excuse me?
So now you can get your sandwiches different ways. Now they have experimental McDonald's where you order on a touchscreen and you can, like, build your burger. Because they're losing out. They're losing a lot of business to, like, the Chipotles and stuff like that.
The Chipotles? I hate the Chipotles. Yeah.
You don't like the Chipotles?
I'm not a big fan of the Chipotles.
Why?
It's, I don't know. It just doesn't...
Just burritos and stuff.
Just, I don't know. No? I can make better Mexican food myself.
Can you?
Yeah. All right. Although the pulled pork is good. I'll go with that.
What, you want to spend 8 hours making the goddamn pulled pork just because you want a burrito?
Yes.
Or you can go down to the store and just pick up a burrito real quick, the size of
maybe
a football.
Maybe I do. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I think I'm going to go to Chipotle after this.
I know, right? Well, you know what? Now we are talking about food, and we'll go from all the shit that I hate about food, and talk a little bit about some of the stuff I love.
Ooh, like
about
what?
Food.
Like what?
What? Like the greasy, delicious red grease that comes off of some stuff when you cook it in red sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's that certain. It's red grease.
grease.
It's the red grease, and it is that. It's not the yellow grease. It's not the clear grease. It's not the other grease. It's the red grease.
Yes,
the red grease is something special, bro.
I'm down with the red grease. That's a lot of Italian cooking.
Yeah,
gets the red grease. Maybe some Polish cooking. They use a lot of red sauces, right?
I love the red grease, man.
Sounds good.
If there's red grease, then you know you did something right.
Right on.
Yeah. Also, the insides of animals' bones.
The marrow.
I love bone marrow.
To marrow. I love ya. Actually, I had no idea Annie was singing about the inside of bones. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? Yes. Believe it or not, Chris, if you crack open a large animal's bones on the inside, there's delicious, delicious stuff.
Mm.
If you roast it and then spread it on toast like beef jelly.
Beef jelly. Beef flavored jelly.
Warm beef jelly. That sounds... oddly sexual, but goddamn, is it good?
Where can we go to get some beef jelly?
Warm beef jelly. Man,
without
I don't
to cook it.
I don't know if the pig still does it.
See, exactly.
The ravenous pigs used to do a bone marrow appetizer.
God, sounds good.
It is. It's delicious.
Yeah, well, bone marrow is delicious. It's very good. Good stuff.
It's so good. Well, tortured baby cow. I love tortured baby cow.
Yeah.
Veal. I mean, some people call it veal. Some people say it's immoral. I say the more immoral it is, the more delicious it makes the beef.
Well, the immorality adds flavor.
It does.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. I'm saying immorality tastes delicious.
Ah, delightful.
At least when it comes to veal. Okay. And the same thing with the foie gras. You know, the fat and goose liver.
Foie gras.
It's terrible what they do to those goddamn poor animals, but I'm telling you, Chris, if it didn't taste so goddamn good, we wouldn't be torturing those poor animals.
I guess not, right? Because it's working. And people are buying it.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Sounds good to me.
And if people, a lot of people won't eat it out of, you know, morality. They're saying it's wrong. They shouldn't do this.
Mm.
I mean, there are a lot of states in the United States that have banned foie gras outright. You cannot, I mean, I'm I'm not sure if it passed, but at one point in time, California was trying to ban foie gras. I'm pretty sure the...
No, I don't think that
I'm pretty sure the foodies turned it down.
Yeah,
but
you can't
tried.
Just shut that. You can't shut down the foie gras people.
Yeah, but they were trying to. I guess now they're trying to find more humane ways to fatten goose livers so we can, you know, cut them out and spread them on toast after lightly searing them in butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I just don't... I don't understand these vegetarians and these vegans. I mean, have they not ever tasted meat? I mean, have they not had
they must, I mean,
a
yeah.
delicious, you know, rack of ribs or suckling pig or some duck confit? I mean,
nope.
if they'd had these things, I would assume that they would not be vegetarians anymore because,
no one's never had meat. People have had meat before.
But at what point? At one point in time, when does the thought come in your head? You know, maybe I shouldn't eat meat.
When you're in high school, how do you have that revelation? When you're in high school, and then all your friends are like, "We're vegans too. We're going to be vegans." You're like, "Oh, I want to."
You have
with
fun
my
with
friends.
Your soy. I'm going to go eat a hot dog and a hamburger, and maybe I don't know, slaughter a baby cow and cook it out too.
You're going to slaughter it?
I would love to learn how. Not going to lie, that is one thing in my culinary adventures that I have not learned yet. I am not a proper butcher. I do not know how to break down whole animals. Mm-hmm. And it's something I need to learn how to do.
All right, well, we can take a class at the Y, I'm sure.
No, I just kind of want to talk to Big Mike. Be like, yo, come on.
Well, he'll show you how to break down a deer or an alligator.
That's all I need. I just need, dude, if it's got four legs, it's all the same.
Okay.
So.
Is it all the same? Four legs is all the same?
Well, for the most part.
Dogs, pigs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Dogs, pigs, deer.
Camels.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, it's all, you break them down the same way.
I was going to say tauntauns, but those are two-legged.
Cows.
Bipedal.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff, it's all, you all cut them down the same way.
Cut them down.
You string them up the same way, you cut them down the same way. I need to learn how to do that. I need to learn how to butcher animals. I mean, I already know how to butcher fish. I can, you know, I did that for many years.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Come on, stinking like fish.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
Really gross.
Dude, some of those fish are as big as you are, Chris.
I know. I've seen documentaries.
You need a really big knife to fillet those fuckers.
Yeah. I've seen movies.
Yeah.
With things.
With I saw it. Oh, man. Don't get it. Anyway, I think that was Dr. Drew's 2 cents on food.
In an average day, Chipotle uses 97,000 pounds of avocados.
Holy crap.
They use 70 avocados to make a single batch of guacamole.
Do they still irradiate the avocados so they won't grow if you try and plant the pits?
I hope so.
Because I know there were a couple of companies because the avocado was their avocado and like somehow they patented like the DNA or whatever because it was genetically modified. Because of that, the government let them slightly irradiate the avocado so it wouldn't grow if planted because it was a dissemination of property or some weird shit like that. Mm. Like they don't want you growing their avocados in your backyard, basically.
Right.
So I know they used to do that. I don't know if they do that anymore. Well, actually, a lot of fruit and vegetables, they used to do that, too. So you actually, like, you could eat the fruit, but you couldn't plant it. Which I always thought was very strange, because that's the entire point of fruit.
Speaking of fruit, did you know raspberries and strawberries aren't really berries?
Yes.
Did you know, on average, gluten-free food products are 242% more expensive than regular food products?
Yes. Yes, I did. And it's only because it's corn.
Well, corn's
it's
not
cheap
more,
corn.
Yeah, it's cheap corn. It's
more cheap
expensive.
Corn, and they're charging more money for it.
Man, you people are a bunch of suckers.
All of them.
Seriously. Does that make you angry?
Dude, they're paying our electricity bill right now.
Who, the corn people?
No, the gluten-free people.
The gluten-free people.
Yeah, they're paying the bills right now, bro. They're paying so much money for this food. It is ridiculous. And what gets me, and especially in this whole new organic movement that's going on as well, is the price difference and everything. You know, for So you're telling me that a cow that doesn't that isn't pumped full of a bunch of chemicals is eating grass, which, by the way, is free. Last time I checked, grass just kind of grows.
It does.
And cows just kind of eat it.
People just kind of have to cut it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So grass-fed, all organic, no bovine growth hormones. So they just take a cow and throw it out in the field. Why that cow all of a sudden is double in price than the cow that you're actually paying to manufacture and produce all this bullshit.
All of a sudden, the grass-fed ones are more expensive. Why? Why?
When it costs less money.
Why?
So
maybe just cost elsewhere.
That I doubt. I'm pretty sure the processing fees are just about the same for cow A and cow B.
What's wrong with us?
No, it's only
we're buying it. We're like, oh, maybe
that's why. That's why
fish that.
That's why it costs that much because
that
people are cow. Buying it. If the people weren't buying it at that price, they wouldn't be able to sell it at that price. It's simple economics.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. At a certain point in time, people they're like, "This shit's too expensive," and they stop buying it. So people lower the price. Yeah, well, I mean, people are just paying out the ass for this stuff.
Stupid people paying with their money.
I mean, hell, I know people who they shop at Whole Foods currently because they're going all organic.
It's so expensive. Way too expensive.
Okay.
It's crazy expensive. And then it dies.
It's a family. It's a family. It's a husband, a wife, and a new child. They shop at Whole Foods.
Fools.
And you know what that's doing to them?
Killing their budget.
Right now, they're a month behind on both their house and their car payment.
Why would they be? What? Just for the organic food? Give the kid some Twinkies. Call it a day. Pay your bills. You know. Would they rather be gluten free or
have
house
free living?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Car free living. Yeah. I'm doing that new car free diet where I have to walk everywhere. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, actually, that car free diet's probably pretty good for you. You know, it's called exercise.
Yeah, until you get mowed down because you're in the number one city for killing pedestrians in the country.
International waters, really? We can get mowed down in international waters.
Well, I mean, I can't live out here on a boat. Gotta anchor up every now and then, you know, go to town.
Yeah.
Get some foodstuffs.
Yeah.
Get some grass-fed chickens and some
I don't think chickens eat grass,
and
bro.
And some fish-fed veal, and then we're good to go, right?
Ooh, I wonder if cows eat seafood. That's an interesting thought, Chris.
Stuff it with shrimp and then slaughter it. And then stuff it with more shrimp and then cook it.
Oh, man. Okay, so now what happens if I take a whole cow?
A whole cow.
No, hang on. All right, so we need to find a way to make a chicken eat a duck and then have a turkey eat that. And then I'm going to roast that thing whole.
Okay.
And then it'll be a real turducken.
The truest turducken.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll just feed bird parts to birds. We'll feed some turkey to a chicken, and then we'll kill that chicken, and then we'll feed that chicken to a duck, and then we'll kill the duck, and then we'll eat that meat. And it's like three food generations of meat.
Yes, I like it, Chris. I like it a lot.
We'll just put them all in a blender and mix them together. And
then
it's like a milkshake.
You know, that is foul.
You can add actual milk. Give it more.
No, sick.
All right. Okay, then.
You just grossed me out, actually. I'm feeling a little ill.
There you go. Okay.
So on that note, I think we're done with the show. keep that in your mind, people. This meat and dairy milkshake that Chris concocted for you.
Yes,
that is the that's the end of the show. You have fun drinking your meat milkshakes. I'll see you next month.
Meat shake.